get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Good morning, golf lovers, and welcome to another edition of Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, our normal home for the show. And we have the festive look going on here at the hotel. They have put up our Christmas tree that sits right next to our broadcast location here every winter. And it's a big one. It's got to be about 12 or 14 feet high, standing next to the stairway that goes upstairs to some meeting rooms here next to our location. So a festive look here in Colorado Springs for the season already. And if you've never been to the Broadmoor, certainly come out and wander around the grounds. You can do that at your leisure. And certainly at this time of the year, it's all decorated and lit up at night and very nice place to be. On the show today, as we approach the year 2016, of course, some new rules will take effect, and we'll be talking about that a little bit between now and the beginning of the year. Of course, much of the talk has been about the abandoning or outlawing, if you will, the anchored or belly putters. If you use one now and you need to switch, I may have just what you need. Frank Fornari, the founder and CEO of Biomech Sports, will be along to describe their new Ace AccuLock putters. It's the one that rests along your leading forearm, similar to what Matt Kuchar does, but not quite the same. And I'll have one with me, and I'll be practicing when I talk with Frank today on Tee to Green.
Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Also on today's show, I'll have a brief little conversation with USGA President Tom O'Toole. He was in town last weekend during the CGA gala here. And history made in Australia today. We'll talk about that on our on-tour segment. All coming up today on Tee to Green. Worldwide on American Forces, Coast to Coast, and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Business Loans Now is most known for 60-minute approvals and same-day funding for businesses across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for Business Loans Now, where your business cash flow is way more important than personal credit. Funding can be used for cash flow, equipment, payroll, and startups. Business Loans Now can also help with additional funding if your business has recently been underfunded by another lender. To find out how much your business could qualify for, I encourage you to visit businessloansnow.com.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
It's around the corner now. Don't you love it? All right. At home where I want to be. Wrapped fresh by the Christmas tree. My baby.
Ah, tis the season. A little holiday music to get us going here. Of course, we're in the heart of, or the beginning, depending on your time frame, of the food season. And if I don't remember later on, eat till it hurts this coming Thursday. And happy Thanksgiving a little ahead of time to everyone. This is America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, approaching a quarter century. Man, that's a long time. Little hiatus there for a couple of years, about 10 or 12 years ago when we were switching networks. But happy to be with you once again via the American or Sports Byline Radio Network. Between now and the up next couple months here, we're going to talk about some of the rule changes that are taking effect in golf as of the beginning of 2016. Thomas Pagel from the USGA, we plan on having him here sometime between now and hopefully the beginning of the year, or certainly in early January. Of course, the biggest talk is about the ban of the anchored or belly putters. And some of you people that may have been using those, you're going to have to go back to something a little more standard or a little more new. Maybe a new design that will work for you. I might have just what you need here today. My first guest is Frank Fornari. He's the founder and CEO of Biomech Sports, and we're going to talk about their new Ace AccuLock putters on the show today. Frank, good morning. How are you today? And we lost him temporarily. Okay, Frank is at a temporary home in Virginia this weekend, so apparently we lost him for just a second here, so we'll see if we can get after Frank. Are you there with us?
Hello?
Frank.
Hello.
There we go. All right. Thought I lost you among the rushes out there by the lake or whatever that you're living by. How are you this morning, my friend?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm good. I just was saying here we have the Christmas decorations have made their way out at the Broadmoor Resort here already in Colorado Springs. So we have the festive look for the next 6 or 7 weeks here, and we love doing the show from here.
Oh, it's a beautiful place. I've spoken and stayed there in my other career. It's a lovely spot.
Yeah. Frank, as I mentioned in the opening, is the CEO and founder of Biomech Sports, and we're going to talk a little history first, Frank, about what your background is and how you got into the sports and the golf world. So just kind of run with it and tell us as much as you want us to know.
Sure. As a young person, we played a lot of sports. I grew up in Western Pennsylvania, and certainly golf was probably my favorite. And I kind of got away from golf after enjoying the sport in my teens, and went to work like most people do, and went to work in science and biotechnology. So my background is in medicine and science, and my research interests have always been dealing with mathematically modeling motion in biological systems, so physiology and physics, if you will. And after 35 years of being in the private sector. I was sort of semi-retired a number of years ago and decided to go back and try to get in shape and play some of the sports that I did as a kid. And went back to golf and started to hit the ball pretty well. And my putting always suffered. And we just sat down and took a look at basically the elements of the putting stroke from a physiological and physics perspective. Met the president of Biomech, LeVon Davis, who's my tennis instructor in Florida, who was fooling around with some different tennis and putter designs. Put our heads together and took a look at basically the, I know there's a lot of ways to putt a golf ball, but there are bad ways and good ways and every ways in between. And you know, having evaluated the putting stroke, we took a look at it and said, you know, putting is basically a rotational movement, just like a baseball swing, a tennis swing, the traditional golf swing. The equipment that's out there typically doesn't reflect your ability to make that rotational motion. Current putting, what we know as arc putting or pendulum putting, you know, encourages one to lock down the center of their body, legs and core, which in most athletic endeavors, you just don't lock down joints or you lock down parts of your body. You should have flexion and ability to move and weight shift to maintain balance. So the putter basically is our offering and our solution to not only maintaining balance, but removing your hands and arms from the putting stroke, which in most, if not all other sports, your hands and arms really weren't designed to control or make non-fatigable, accurate, sustainable motion. They're really designed to connect your core to whatever device you're using, whether it's a putter, whether it's a driver, a five iron, a tennis racket, whatever. So we took a look at how we might accomplish that, and the AcuLock Ace is simply an outflow of the body's optimal way to make a balanced, straight down the line motion, and with a putter, and that's what we have.
All right, we're going to talk specifically about the putter in just a little bit. Before that, your company Biomech Sports, are you solely devoted to golf, or are you looking at some other things? What exactly is your range and scope there?
The concept for Biomech Sports goes back to my first job in science and medicine back in the early 80s. I'm dating myself. And we were looking for ways to efficiently analyze motion. So we're working early on with the U.S. Olympic cycling team and folks like that. But the technology to analyze and measure this motion just wasn't there. So what we've done at Biomech in the last few years is develop analysis systems using some very, very affordable and accessible motion capture sensor technology that's evolved probably out of the Hollywood film industry. So the Biomech is developing systems so everybody can easily, affordably get lessons, analyze their motion, whether it's hitting a golf putt, whether it's hitting a drive or a five iron, whether it's hitting a tennis ball. And the applications we're developing are also for fitness and physical therapy. So physical therapy and fitness were the first markets we decided to look into. And we took a look at some sports, particularly golf, because I just had a passion for it. And we figured, let's start with putting. Putting is half your game. It's arguably should be the easiest thing we do. It's a very small, concise movement. But for some reason, it seems to be the hardest thing we do. So I would argue that there's a much simpler way to do this. And in science, in any complex system, once you understand the complexities of it, the answer to any question is fairly simple. Putting is no different. Because we have a big biological science group on our end, biomechanics, the mechanics are the engineering piece, the cogs, levers, gears, if you will, and material science. But in order to achieve the golf swing, the bio has to come first. So, you know, I would just argue that in most of these sports, we focus too much on reducing the body down to cogs and levers and gears, which it is not. We're muscle, bone, nerve, adrenaline, all the things that make us human. And if at Biomech we can help to optimize the biology and our products are outflows of that, I think the performance is going to be much, much better for everyone. And for us, golf, like any other activity, is a healthcare issue. So Tomorrow I'm going to go up and talk to the American Parkinson's Association. The putters that we've designed mitigate resting tremor, whether it be from normal aging, whether it be from injury or disease like Parkinson's or any motor disorders. We're also talking to the disabled American veterans. So the other issue with putting is we've been taught to bend over at an angle that really your back muscles were not designed to do. So this putter helps to either eliminate or mitigate back problems associated with putting a golf ball. You're in a much more erect posture. Looking down the line, you're more balanced, you're more relaxed. Our goal is to keep people out there golfing longer, reduce pain, basically healthy performance. That's what we're looking for.
And in today's world, with all the technology, it's certainly easier to get people to do that and study how the proper ways are to do that. I'm talking with Frank Fornari. He's the founder and CEO of Biomech Sports. We're talking about biophysics and the physiology of golf. And they've come up with the new Ace AccuLock putter. I have one with me, and we are going to talk about that in specifically after the break, and I'm going to practice with a little bit as Frank explains to me how I need to do this with this new equipment they've got. You're listening to Tee to Green. We're worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on the Sports Byline Network. I'll be back with Frank Fornari of Biomech Sports right after this break. Hang with us.
Season. And Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf professional at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about set makeup and club selection in regards to hybrids. These days, people are looking for a utility club that they can hit everywhere in a lot of different situations. I suggest a 4-iron replacement. It's a little bit easier to hit than the 3-iron replacement, and it will go every bit as far because oftentimes it stays in the air longer. So what you want to do is play these exactly where you'd play a fairway wood, which is forward in your stance. Take a nice smooth swing, hit the ball down the fairway, advance it in play. That's really all you're looking for out of a hybrid club. Remember, these clubs are made all the way up to about an 8-iron replacement. Now, oftentimes we don't need that. The one I suggest you put in your bag is a 4-iron replacement.
For more on hitting the ball long and straight, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
Sleigh bells ring.
Are you listening?
In the lane,
snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. This is Tee to Green, Jerry Butenhoff, your host, coming from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Kind of reminds me the old Andy Williams Christmas specials that always used to air back in the day. Must-see TV for a lot of people back in the day. In just a little bit later in the show, we're going to have a brief little conversation or a replay of a little chat I had with USGA President Tom O'Toole. He was in town here last weekend. Right now, my guest is Frank Fornari, the founder and CEO of Biomech Sports. They've come out with the new Ace AccuLock putter, and this is a sort of a non-conventional putter. It will be completely legal when the new rules take effect here in a couple of months. And similar in a little bit, it's in just sort of a general description here. It's a putter that where the shaft is at an angle. It's going to kind of lean against your forearm of your leading arm, similar to what Matt Kuchar does, but not exactly the same. And Frank, explain what's different with your putter and what Matt Kuchar is doing here.
Sure, and I've not seen Matt's equipment that much, but I believe Matt's lie angle and lean angle are a little different, and the position of the shaft is not the same. So, what we did with this putter, just to talk you through it, there's an optimal angle between your leading and trailing shoulder in all rotational sports. And if you'll notice, when you set up the golf ball to hit a drive or any other shot, your trailing shoulder is a little bit below. If you go to hit a tennis ball, it's the same way. If you go bowling, it's the same way. If you want to throw a baseball, it's the same way. So that angle is about 12 degrees. So what we did is we moved the shaft to a forward lean angle of about 12 degrees. So this putter basically helps you set up. So you really set it down flat on the ground, and you curl up around it. So the 12-degree lean angle, the grip will rest comfortably against the inner surface of your leading forearm, okay? We took a look at alignment. Basically, putting can be divided up into sort of three sections. One's alignment, setup, and then the stroke itself. So by putting the shaft in the back of the club, we've liberated that shaft from interfering visually with the face. So everybody out there, if you take a look at your putters, we're so used to this that what you see when you look down at your putter face is about a third of the putter face is occluded by the shaft of the putter. And that's a problem. it's much akin to if you have a picture in your house and it's crooked, you can tell right away if it's off by even a 16th of an inch. If you put a plant over one corner of it, it's impossible to tell because you don't have that reference. So we did a study with that, and taking the shaft away from it significantly increased the ability to line up the putt to the hole for in our study. So there's the two things. The second thing is now we've got you lined up better. We've got your shoulders in the optimal angle, right? Now you want to just relax. You do not want to lock down your core or your knees. You want to have motion in all sports, no matter what it is. That's how you weight shift. That's how you stay balanced. That allows you to do a lot of things. So just imagine that you're sort of doing an 8-iron bump and run. It's the same kind of a setup where your feet are about a 12-degree angle open to the hole. In anatomy, to make this stroke, to make the proper core putting stroke, the magic number is about 12. So the lean angle of the putter is 12. The lie angle is about 12 to 13 because we want that putter close to you. We don't want you putting in an arc. An arc, you have really one spot where you strike the ball that's optimal. When you're bowling or anything where you roll something down the line, you want to go back and straight down the line in a perfect pendulum. You want the stroke to be as straight as possible. So with the waist bend of about 12, a lie angle of about 12, we're able to make the stroke of this putter exactly straight rather than have an arc. And your brain is very happy looking down the line. So you set the putter down, curl up to it. You're looking a little bit down the line, which you see some of the guys on tour adopting now. They're not looking across the putt. So when you line up a putt and then you turn away from it, your brain now has erased all the program that it just did to align that putt. And if you don't believe me, when you're going to take a walk, look forward, then turn over your right shoulder and try to walk straight. It feels very funny. You really can't make the motion. Or if you get in your car tonight and drive home, if it's the right way to putt, turn over your right shoulder and try driving your car. Putting is no different. So we're visual folks. So now let's talk about the setup.
Hang on, Frank. Let me, yep. while you're talking here, I've got my putter out.
Okay.
Your wonderful helper, Annie Cunningham, has sent one to me. And I'm 6'1 and some change, so she has sent me a 41-inch version here. And now I want my head pretty much right over the ball, I'm guessing, right?
It's going to go there, and I'll tell you why. When you set the putter down, there's a curved line in the middle of our putter.
Yes.
When if you're not right over top of that line, it's going to look curved to you. And so when you're right over top of it, that line and the etching on the face should be a perfect T. Is that what you're seeing?
Yep, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so at that moment in time, your dominant eye is exactly aligned along the line of the putt every single time. And why is that important? Well, we took a look at 100 golfers, and we gave them 5 golf balls and said, here, line up with your putter, and I want to see if you can get your body in the same place twice in a row. And they really couldn't do it because they're trying to control the putter for a million reasons. It's very difficult to get in the same place twice. So our premise was, if we can get your eyes in the same spot every time, your body will follow. So with this putter, you set it down, you'll see that your eye is going to be in the same spot every time, which means the rest of your body is exactly in the same spot every single time. And that's measurable. So why is that important? Now, we've got you lined up better. We've got you in an optimal shoulder tilt. We've got your hands and arms out of this putting stroke because the shaft of the club is resting comfortably against your forearm. You shouldn't use your hands or arms for anything in sports. They're not designed for that. You got a million small muscles in there that are prone to all sorts of things. It's impossible to do the same thing twice. You want to putt this ball with your core, your big muscles, like you do everything else in sports. So now you're lined up over the putt, and because your head's in the same spot, the putter's in the same spot, you're striking the ball in the same spot every single time, and we measured the optimal angle of impact there. This ball roll is virtually perfect. This ball does not wobble, skid. It barely leaves the green. It rolls end over end smoothly, which is really what you want. So by making a core motion where you're using the mass of your core instead of the small mass in your hands and arms of the putter, you're able to make a much shorter backstroke, follow using the mass down the line, which allows you to regulate the distance of this putt very well, like you would regulate distance where you threw a baseball. You don't throw with your arm, you throw with your core. and your core is calibrated to know how far and fast to rotate. So it just becomes very simple to regulate distance with this putting method.
Yep, I'm seeing it here. I'm finding out that the carpeting at the Broadmoor has a little right to left break here in our
I hate that area.
Frank, real quick, we're out of time. Give us the website where people can find you at.
www.biomechsports.com.
Biomech Sports, that's B-I-O-M-E-C-H, Biomech Sports. Frank, CEO and founder, thank you very much for describing this. I'll be working on this and see if I can make one of these things work and spread the word for you here.
Thanks, Jerry, and talk to the greenskeeper with the carpeting at the Broadmoor.
We'll do that. Back with Tom O'Toole from the USGA and some other golf news after this break. Shout out to our troops for Thanksgiving coming up. You're listening to Tee to Green.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh boy, well I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor. Today, I want to give you a few tips about playing in the wind. First off, I want you to remember that you got to swing within yourself when playing into the wind. That may mean shortening up. That may mean hitting a 7-iron instead of a 3-wood or something. A lot of people want to swing harder into the wind. Actually, it's just the opposite. You want to take it a little easier. Slower swing pace is always beneficial into the wind, as that will take spin off the ball and therefore not make it go up. The other thing is just widen your stance a little bit. A little wider stance gives you a little better base, a little better chance of hitting a shot on the face of the club. And into the wind, that's the name of the game.
For more on saving strokes, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
This is your number one source for golf news and entertainment, Tee to Green. Jerry Butenhoff coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk. Stay in touch 24-7. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk. We're on live every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, with a replay each day at 1 Eastern time, 10 a.m. Pacific. So if you miss us live, you can check us out on the network a little bit later in the day. And as I mentioned, tough time to be kind of a service person in our country. This time of year, you know, people want to be with their families and Thanksgiving and Christmas, and that isn't always possible for some of our service people right now. So shout out to all the men and women defending our country, wherever you may be. And thank you for listening on American Forces Network here with us this morning. A couple of things real quick again on the AccuLock putter from Biomech Sports. Come in, I believe, 4 or 5 different lengths, from 39, I believe, up to 45 or 47 inches. Most of your standard putters that people use are about 34, 35 inches. And so these are a little longer, a little funky angle. If you want to look at one of these, it's going to be a little unusual because the shaft is bent at 12 degrees, like Frank said. Also, Heath Slocum of the PGA Tour has signed on with Biomech Sports and is doing some work with them and a spokesperson. So always good to have one of the PGA Tour players on your side when you're starting something new. Last weekend, there was the big 100th anniversary of the Colorado Golf Association. You've heard us talking about that. And last week's show, we played back a lot of the Jack Nicklaus press conferences. Jack was the honored guest, one of the honored guests at the event here last week. The USGA showed up, both current president Tom O'Toole and Executive Director Mike Davis were here. Mike's been a friend of ours for a while. We've had on the show a couple times, and of course he is still doing the setup, the course setup for the U.S. Opens, wherever that may be. Next year it'll be at Oakmont in outside Pittsburgh again. And we will run that interview with Mike Davis a little bit later, a couple weeks or so down the line, whenever we decide to fit it in. I spoke with President Tom O'Toole, and he is in his first year, is in his two-year term here, and talked about a few things relating to last week's event and relating to a couple of the USGA things coming up with some of the rule changes that take effect next year. And here's that interview I did last weekend with USGA President Tom O'Toole. Tom O'Toole from the USGA at the 100th anniversary of the Colorado Golf Association at the Broadmoor. You and Mike Davis from the USGA have come out for this. What brought the two of you out here? Obviously, the USGA works with a lot of the state organizations, but it's a pretty neat thing here, isn't it?
Well, listen, 100 years of the Colorado Golf Association, that's something that we should all celebrate. And, you know, we haven't had any better partner in the state and regional community than the Colorado Golf Association. So to be here to celebrate that, absolutely. It's one of the things that I think is an important part of mine and Mike's job, to recognize that and raise our glass to them in a celebration like this. In addition, the honorees tonight would cause us also to pay particular attention. Not Mr. Nicklaus notwithstanding and his record in USGA championships, but, you know, 5-time USGA champion Hale Irwin and 2 past presidents of the USGA and another past chairman of our women's committee and Barbara McIntyre. And to come here for two past presidents, I knew that it was on my schedule early on, and I want to certainly congratulate them and also Barbara and Hale and Jack and the other honorees, because they've made great contributions to our game.
Judy Bell has been a great friend of ours and a friend of our shows over the course of the years here and everything. Talk a little bit about her. Just most people have nothing but good things to say about her for various reasons.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have anything to say bad about Judy. She's a very, very dear friend of mine. I've known her for my entire USGA journey of almost 30 years, and she's just given at every facet and stage of the game. First, her playing capabilities, and then her service as a volunteer, and not only the women's committee, then the executive committee. No better fitting first ever president of the USGA than Judy Bell, and all that she's done for Colorado golf and Kansas golf. And she's just been a great friend, a great ambassador, and I can't think of anybody more deserving of what she's going to be honored for tonight.
And she was very involved in getting the women to come here for the 95 Open, and that has kind of opened the door again for the USGA to keep coming back here now again, hasn't it?
Well, it has. I mean, she rekindled the relationship with the Broadmoor and the resort. You know, since that time, we don't have any better partnership. We have a lot of great ones in the game, but we don't have anyone better than the partnership we've crafted and nurtured with the Broadmoor, and certainly Judy was the major impetus behind rekindling that.
Real quick, we're going to have a show relating to the rule changes that are coming up. Here it is 4 years later, and you know, all the big talk was about the putter, of course, and now here we are already, huh?
You know, I think we've navigated past that. It was a difficult decision, a polarizing one in the game. People lined up on both sides, but we felt that we had to step up. Governing's not always popular. We had to step up and try to preserve the integrity of the game by keeping the stroke away from your body as a significant part of the game, freely swinging the club and not anchoring it. And so we spent a lot of effort and listened to a lot of people, but we think we got to the right place. And I think the game's passed, and I think they're ready for January 1 of 16. And I think the game will be better off for it.
Well, whoever's not ready hasn't been paying attention, because they've had 4 years, haven't they?
That's exactly right.
Tom, thanks a lot, and thanks for being here this weekend.
Good to see you. Thank you.
That's USGA President Tom O'Toole. He was in town last weekend celebrating 100 years of the Colorado Golf Association with us and 1,250 other people. Raised about $380,000 for the Colorado Golf Foundation, which does a lot of things golf-related here in the state. A lot of that money goes to junior programs, golf opportunities for the handicapped, and that sort of thing. About $380,000 raised last Saturday here at the Broadmoor. And there was a golf tournament earlier that day, and as Mark Keble here said to me last week, we stole one with the weather. It was 64 degrees on November 14th here in Colorado Springs. That doesn't always happen. And so not quite the same this week. It's been cold and windy here, but a wonderful day last week with the Colorado Golf Association here at the Broadmoor. Next year is a Ryder Cup year, and the event will be at Hazeltine in Chaska, Minnesota. Hazeltine has hosted some U.S. Opens, PGA Championship, that sort of thing in the past, and it will be a first-time Ryder Cup host. Davis Love III is the U.S. captain. Darren Clark will captain the European squad this time around. And Davis has named some more assistant captains here this week. He had named Tom Lehman earlier, and if you didn't catch this, this week he has now also added Steve Stricker, Jim Furyk, and Tiger Woods as an assistant captain for the Ryder Cup team. That Woods name may be surprising a little people that he would be named to that here already. Actually, all three of those guys could qualify for the team. You just never know. And apparently all three of them are willing to be assistant slash players if it comes to that. Both Davis and Darren Clark will have up to five assistants. The Ryder Cup is quite a big deal. It is a week-long and then some event nowadays, and there are a lot of things to be taken care of, and The PGA, the RNA, and Davis Love and Darren Clark have gotten together, and they've upped the ante, and will probably each have five assistants for the Ryder Cup next year, and that will certainly be a first if both guys add a couple more people to that. So the Ryder Cup at Hazeltine next year at the end of the season. September, let me look at the dates. It could be October here. Let me see, Ryder Cup next year. I'm not finding it here. Here we go, September 30th to October 2nd next year in Chaska, Minnesota. Hopefully they won't have an early winter up there. Usually if it snows in Minnesota, it's not till around the 20th of October some certain years. So that will be the week right after the Tour Championship. No break in between this time around since it's in the States here. So the Tour Championship, September 22nd to the 25th at East Lake in Atlanta again. And then the Ryder Cup the following week, September 30th to October 2nd. And so that's the latest news on that front. Also, the last event of the PGA fall swing is going on right now. The what used to be the McGladrey Classic is now called the RSM Classic at Sea Island Resort in Georgia. And then there will be a break until the start in 2016, Thursday, January 7th, the opening round of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions at the Kapalua Resort on Maui. And we got a lot of stuff going on in golf on the worldwide stage here this weekend, so I'm going to get a little bit of jump on things here. There was history set today in Melbourne as Peter Senior, age 56, has won the Australian Masters. With a final round 3-under 68, he overtook Matt Miller, who was the leader. Peter Senior, this is his third time winning the Australian Masters. The last time he did it, 20 years ago. He has now won the Australian PGA, the Australian Open, and the Australian Masters since he has turned 50 years old. He was a two-stroke winner over John Sendon, Andrew Evans, and U.S. amateur Bryson DeChambeau, last year's NCAA champion, both finished at all three finished at minus six. Peter Senior is one of those guys that uses that long putter, so he's going to have to make that change in a couple of months here. So good for him, though. Age 56, winning one of the Australian majors, record-setting performance in Melbourne today. When we come back, we'll finish our on-tour segment, tell you what happened elsewhere around the world. You're listening to Tee to Green on the Sports Byline Network. Stay with us.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
4242.
Help Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
It's the fastest hour in radio, Tee to Green. Jerry Butenhoff coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Time to go back, if you will, on tour, tell you what's going on. It is a pretty big weekend in golf worldwide, even though it's so late in the season. The Women's Tour Championship, the CMA Group Globe, will be handed out in the Tiburon Club in Naples, Florida today. Christy Kerr and Hana Jang are your leaders at minus 13. They're two better than Jarena Piller and Lydia Ko. There's three players at minus 10, and then Inbee Park is at minus 9. It looks like whoever finishes higher between Lydia Ko and Inbee Park will walk away with the $1 million bonus and be your CME group champion. Ko won the tournament and the Globe last year, and both Lydia and Inbee have won five times on tour this year. Good grief. Three major championships between the two of them. So it could come down to the battle of whoever finishes best of those two to win that all today. And Kerr and Jang, the leaders. The final fall event in the 2016 PGA season, the RSM Classic at Sea Island. Kevin Kisner with a 6-under 64 yesterday is a three-shot leader. He's been contending a lot, still looking for his first win. He might get it today. He's three better than Kevin Chappell, Graham McDowell. Last week's winner is at minus 12, and Alex Cheka at minus 11. And in Dubai, the finals of the European Tour, Rory McIlroy with a 6-under 66 comes from one shot back to defeat Andy Sullivan by one stroke. Brandon Grace finished at third place, and a group at minus 13, including Danny Willett. But McIlroy, by winning the tournament, also wins the European Order of Merit this year. Whew, a lot of stuff going on. Thanks to Frank Fornari from Biomech Sports, the Ace Aculock putter. Biomechsports.com is your website there, and you never have to bend over with this putter because there is a hole in the bottom of it, so you can just pluck your ball off the ground or out of the cup. Very nice. And thanks to Tom O'Toole from the USGA for taking a few minutes. Hi, hello to our troops. Happy Thanksgiving. May your stomach be as stuffed as your turkey this Thursday. See you next week, everyone. Take care.